Ridership on the Metro North Railroad is down 79% from pre-pandemic levels. However, as WSHU's Roberto Rojas reports, that's an improvement from a year ago.
Metro North President Catherine Rinaldi says the commuter rail service lost 95% of its ridership last year. She says Metro North now operates at about 63% of its pre-pandemic service levels. Rinaldi was involved in a roundtable with U.S. Senator Chris Murphy and state transportation officials to speak about the future of the commuter rails. Murphy also credits the impact that will come from the American Rescue Plan signed by President Joe Biden. The federal coronavirus package sets aside about $30 billion for transit grants, $970 million for Amtrak's Northeast Corridor, and $350 billion for state and local governments. Roberto Rojas, WSHU News.